Heidi, so you will be hers. Yeah, you should learn French, absolutely.
I have to learn French, so.
Okay.
Bon, donc nous allons commencer par faire un tour de table pour la présentation. Apparemment, personne n'a rien dit, donc l'agenda est adopté. Donc le premier point, donc on fait un tour de table. Je vais commencer par ma gauche, Aline. Vous présentez votre ALS et chacun a maximum une minute. Merci.
Je m'appelle Alioune Badra Traoré, je suis vice-président de l'AISOC du Mali. Voilà, donc voilà, merci.
Didier Cassolet, membre de l'AISOC RDC et secrétaire de AFRALO.
Dave Kissondoyal, président de Internet Society of Mauritius et membre d'ALAC.
Fatima Tassé ici là, je suis présidente de l'ONG Bokdiang Bokdiof, qui est une ALS, et je suis la présidente de AFRALO.
Tijani Benjma, je suis le directeur exécutif de la Fédération méditerranéenne des associations d'Internet et vice-président d'AFRALO.
Mouattaz Charaoui, président of Octenia NGO Egypt. Thanks.
My name is Charles Gay, Internet Society, Liberia. Thank you.
Moi, mon nom, c'est Moussa Gebré. Je suis du Burkina Faso. Ben, c'est la première fois que j'assiste à votre réunion. Bon, je suis là dans le cadre du programme Fellowship, mais bon, je ne sais pas si je suis autorisé à participer.
Alors, je suis revenu en ligne, Yahoui, je suis connecté.
Merci, merci beaucoup. Oh. Vous êtes bel et bien autorisé à participer. Au contraire, vous êtes la bienvenue.
Ok, merci bien, madame.
Moi, c'est Assa du Mali. Je suis membre de AISOC Mali.
My name is Amr al-Sadr. I'm the chief operating officer of Telemed International from Cairo, Egypt. And I'm also the team leader of NetMN, which is an internet safety focus group, part of a cyber peace initiative. I'm sorry, this is my first AFRALO meeting as well, and I don't represent an ALS, but I hope to join soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Je pense que nous avons fait un tour de table. Yaobi? Oui, on donne la parole à Yaobi et ensuite Heidi.
I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm Heidi Ulrich, and I'm director of At Large. And Matthias?
Matthias, you introduce yourself.
Come from Benin, I think.
Et moi, je suis Matthias Langenecker. Je suis le directeur pour les régions d'At Large.
Merci. Yaobi, would you like to introduce yourself? Yaobi? Mathias, Yaobi ne nous entend pas, j'ai l'impression. Yaobi, tu es là? Bon, je pense que nous allons passer. Je souhaite la bienvenue à tous les membres de ALS qui sont là et la bienvenue aux futurs membres. J'espère que le Burkina sera bientôt membre. Et j'espère qu'une autre association de l'Égypte sera également membre très bientôt. Et quand je dis très bientôt, c'est le mois de mars. Donc nous attendons votre application, votre demande très 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 bientôt. Merci.
Nous allons donc passer au deuxième point de l'ordre du jour, c'est-à-dire la participation dans AFRALO. Comment améliorer, comment augmenter l'engagement et la participation des ALS au niveau de ICANN. Je donne la parole à qui la veut. Je voudrais peut-être faire une petite introduction pour expliquer ce qui a été fait jusqu'ici pour améliorer la participation. Déjà, à la réunion du Caire en Égypte, il y avait un sommet pour les ALS, et ça, c'était un sommet au niveau mondial, à Mexico. Je me suis trompée. Au niveau mondial. Et vraiment, en ce qui concerne AFRALO, ça a été un moment extraordinaire pour nous retrouver, rencontrer d'autres Africains et expliquer les enjeux qu'il y avait à intégrer AFRALO. Et depuis ce jour-là, il y a eu une équipe soudée qui est en place. Nous avons un bureau exécutif. Donc, je suis la présidente. Vous avez le vice-président Tidjani. Et nous avons un secrétaire qui est là, à la personne de Didier. Et depuis donc, nous travaillons de manière soudée. Mais ça ne suffit pas. Nous avons aujourd'hui 22 ALS. La dernière structure, c'est la structure de Liberia. Nous avons une structure qui s'est inscrite hier, c'était le Nigeria. Et il y a d'autres structures telles que le Kenya et autres qui voudraient également adhérer. Donc nous n'allons pas nous arrêter là. Et pour la réunion de Nairobi, nous avions prévu d'avoir un atelier de renforcement de capacité, puisque nous avions jugé que pour que les gens puissent participer, il faut comprendre à quoi on participe, pourquoi on participe et quelles sont les retombées. Parce qu'en fait, quand on fait quelque chose, on veut toujours savoir qu'est-ce qu'on en gagne. Qu'est-ce qu'on gagne en participant à ICANN? Et c'est pour cela qu'on voudrait avoir des ateliers d'information, de sensibilisation et de renforcement de capacité sur les procédures de ICANN, sur ce que c'est ICANN, sur ce que c'est AFRALO et qu'est-ce que ça représente pour nous en tant qu'Africains au niveau du pays, au niveau de l'Afrique. Qu'est-ce que ça peut nous apporter? Pourquoi la société civile, les utilisateurs finaux doivent participer? Pourquoi ils doivent faire savoir leurs besoins? C'est important pour nous de participer. Donc nous aimerions aujourd'hui ici, discuter de comment faire justement pour recruter plus et comment faire également pour participer davantage. Parce que nous pensons que nous ne participons pas suffisamment. Vous avez la parole. Tidjani.
Alors, merci Madame la Présidente. Le premier point concerne la participation dans AFRALO, à l'intérieur d'AFRALO. Comment les ALS, ce que les ALS doivent faire pour bien participer dans l'activité d'AFRALO. Et je pense que c'est un point essentiel et crucial parce que nous avons actuellement 22 ALS accrédités et nous sommes en train de recruter d'autres ALS. Hier, on a eu une nouvelle demande et j'espère qu'on va avoir d'autres demandes très bientôt. Donc, la participation à l'intérieur d'AFRALO est très importante. Et une ALS qui ne participe pas, je me demande comment AFRALO peut être visible, comment on peut avoir un travail d'AFRALO. Donc, la participation consiste à pas beaucoup de choses, hein, assister aux réunions hebdomadaires, mensuelles, téléphoniques. Et essayer de participer au travail effectué par AFRALO, engagé par AFRALO. Je te remercie.
Merci Tidjani. Qui d'autre voudrait prendre la parole?
Yaoui.
Oui, Yaoui.
Ah,
Bonjour, je remercie tout le monde, quoi qu'on se défend. Je voudrais faire une proposition qui consisterait à voir comment réfléchir sur une activité que chaque ALS va faire à son niveau. Je sais que nous ne sommes pas des structures, nous n'avons pas la même structure, mais ce serait bien qu'on réfléchisse ensemble, qu'on voit une activité que chaque ALS va faire à son niveau. C'est très important parce que nous voulons l'impact au niveau des utilisateurs finaux. Donc, il faut quand même qu'on sache ce que chacun fait à son niveau. C'est dans ce sens qu'il serait important qu'on définisse quand même une petite activité qu'on va demander à chaque ALS d'implémenter à son niveau. C'est là qu'on verra l'impact. Sinon, si on ne fait rien au niveau de chaque ALS, on se réunit chaque mois, une fois, on n'aura pas vraiment d'impact. Par exemple, on peut dire il faut que chaque ALS essaie de faire une réunion pendant tous les trimestres ou tous les semestres, informer la communauté. Donc, je crois que c'est ça la participation. C'est bon qu'on ait beaucoup d'ALS, mais je crois qu'il faut qu'on participe qualitativement. Le dernier point, c'est que je souhaite qu'on utilise beaucoup le courrier électronique avant la réunion. Parce que je constate qu'après la réunion mensuelle, c'est fini, c'est le silence plat. Et puis, on se rencontre encore pour une heure en ligne. Je sais que nous sommes tous pris, mais il faut qu'on fasse un effort. Et je voulais prier le secrétariat de nous pousser régulièrement, de nous envoyer des mails pour dire qu'est-ce que vous faites à votre niveau. Merci et bonne journée à tous.
Yaovi, est-ce que tu voudras te présenter?
Introduce yourself and your structure. Could you please do it? My structure is in Benin, and we work as a civil society, and we were formed as ILS in the last meeting that we had. So we work as an ILS, and most of the activities that we do are at the interior level. So we work also for the meetings and also in the training on the different subjects which are current at the ICANN level. So we would also want to participate more if we know what the future holds for us. Thank you for your proposal concerning more participation in ILS level. So I'll ask the other people if they have something to say. I would like to suggest that we prepare a document on the lists, especially mentioning those people who are not here, so that we can share our discussions with them. Yeah, Ubi, are you still there? Yes, I'm listening to you. Thank you. So that's, you are okay with that? You agree with me? Are you in agreement? Okay. Let me repeat. Concerning your suggestion that we have activities for each country, I would like to suggest to you to write. So we are supposed to look at what each ILS is going to do, like, for example, having meetings once, two or three times each year, and to know what each ILS is going to do in a specific period of time, so that at the ALAC level, we know what the other people are doing. So yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Thank you very much. Is there someone who has something to say? Yeah, Didi has something to say. I'm Didi Kasule of Congo, and I'm the secretary of AFRALU. I would like to say that among the activities that we could do to sensitize so as to increase participation, it is the training of people so that we can show them there are some ILSs that are affected by decisions that are made. So it is important for the ILSs to participate in decision-making and to see how the final users, who are going to be the recipients of the decisions, that they have an interest in the decision-making process, so that they don't think that these decisions are imposed on them. So that is the message that we should be passing around. Effectively, what Didier is saying, it is what Yayubi has also said. I think we should combine the two so that we have for each, so we have training for the users and for the level of ILSs, if it is through conferences, if it is through publications, if it's through bulletins. We should have a way of communicating with the community and telling them what's happening and to show them the impact of the decisions that are made and what are the results, what are the effects of these decisions on the users. And if they don't participate in the decision-making, it is not going to be good for them. So we should have this as an activity organized so that we put more focus on the training. Thank you, Didier. We have brochures which... We have brochures... Nous avons des brochures publiées par Fralo.
And I think that each of the ALS, when you are returning to your country, you can take this brochure and then you can use as a marketing tool to promote your ALS and Fralo in general. Thank you.
Oui, merci.
May we possibly get soft copies of this brochure? It would be easier to distribute. Okay, thank you.
Yes, you can have them.
It is on the website, okay. But in PDF yeah. format.
Okay,
absolutely. And also you have samples here available for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we can arrange or establish a online seminar for NGOs to know more about ALIAS, to how to involve, how to involve it in activities of ALIAS. I think this will be good. And the 22 members can invite all NGOs in these countries to attend the seminar. Thanks.
Thank you. Tijani?
I think there's a minimum, a necessary minimum, which is important for participation in for ALSs to participate in AFRALO. That is, at least to participate in the monthly teleconferences. If you want to know how things work, you must participate in these teleconferences. You must also read what we send to you as information on ICANN and also on ALAC. That is the only way of understanding the system and to be able to participate. Without the participate of ILSs, AFRALO is useless. Thank you, Tijani, for this precision. I think you've made a very important point. There are meetings that take place, and there are meetings at AFRALO level, and these meetings are open for the members of AFRALO. And I think it is very important. I've asked that we circulate a list so that you put your email addresses already so that we are able to include your names on our email list if you are not members already. But in any way, the people who are here, we invite you to register yourselves from now and to make your applications so that you be considered for as an ILS member, but participate, and please make other people participate. If you don't have something else you want to say, I would want us now to go to the next session regarding the program, the sensitizations on the recruitment in the group, what we should do at the local level, what about the new AFRA laws and the structures at the ICANN level, but on the ground, we want to try and see what we should do so that the users are sensitized and the civil society members who are active in the internet domain, how can we sensitize them so that we train them so that they get more engaged, and that way we are able to engage more members from countries and to have other structures which we can include in AFRALO so that we know who is at what level. Here we are talking of regional level, but now we are talking of national level first, and then regional with all of us. Somebody to talk about this.
Merci.
Thank you. I think that the very first thing that we have to do, we have to have a mapping of the existing associations, the association that lives in the country. It is very complicated to have that maybe in all the countries, but each country that is member of AFRALO, there might be one else is member of AFRALO, and they have to have, for instance, in the country like Burkina or Mauritania and other country, if we can have a mapping of associations, the dynamic associations that are existing in the country. Now, as all the associations function in almost all the countries, key people are the ones running this association. We have to carry out an individual approach of these key personalities to, in order to make them understand what AFRALO means and what ILS means and how these function, and to make them become members so that they can be visible and present at the level of AFRALO. I think this is one of the logical approaches that we have to carry out. Thank you, Aline. I think this suggestion is very practical. And to make it even more practical, you talked about mapping, cartography. We are in the field of internet. Who can be voluntary? Who can be willing to carry out this kind of activities and bring about a tool that we can use in order to make our activities visible? Who will be voluntary in this group to carry out this job? I would like to ask a question first, because I would like to have some clarification. I would like to know, to become member of ALICE, is it ISOC, who is the representative of the national chapter, representing all the associations in order to promote, is it that all associations can become member? It is not only ISOC. Any association, any active association can do that, especially the association which are using the internet. Any association which is using the internet, which works with the internet, is eligible to become a member. As a matter of fact, there are criteria which you can find on the website, and it is all the criteria also included in the brochure that is going to be circulated to you. Rialin, have you got anything else to say? Yes, it is this cartography or mapping that I'm going to be in charge of, since I'm the chairperson of communication. I'm also in contact with all the LFD, which are going to help me so that we can work together within the country and see if we can clarify the situation. Thank you very much, Alun. Let's applaud Alun for this commitment. And I think that we should have someone who can be his assistant, because the AFRALO site has not been put in place yet. Who would like to work with Alun? I would like to work with him, but since he comes from Mali, I don't think it is... Just go ahead. What did you want to say?
To work
on... Of course,
on...
I can do it.
All right. Thank you very much. So we have Matas, Asa, Alun, and who else? Good. I mean, the board will be with you too. Thank you.
Who has gotten any more suggestions to make? This idea was has been evoked and been supported. And is there are there other steps that concerning the recruitment that should be done at the level of ILS? We have to also take note of the idea that was made related to AFALO, I mean, at the local level. If there is any information of sensitization work, other ILS can be recruited. I would like to add here more activities. We know, as Aluna said, we know that at the local level in Africa, the radio broadcasting helps a lot. Will it be possible to find partners in this sector, I mean the media? Because you know that the media are now using the internet. Don't you think it would be a good idea to have partners at the local level who can help us disseminate our, all the information at, I mean, within the country? This is an idea I'm giving. I don't know what you think about it. I think that is a very good idea, especially in Mali. In Mali, we have the CIG Internet Radio, and I think this is a guaranteed partnership. There are so many multimedia centers, and all those which are at the regional or local level, not only you know, in the capital cities, they work a lot with the radio broadcasting. I worked a lot in that field. I think it is a very good idea. And the partnership, as far as Mali is concerned, that is very possible. It has been done before, and it exists already. Asa, can you switch off your microphone? Thank you. Liberia, you have the floor. Can you repeat your name again?
Charles Gay.
My name is Charles Gay. This is like a Senegalese name.
I'm very happy to be here today. This is my first time participating in the meeting of the at-large at Philo. And I would like to extend my thanks and appreciation to the board for certificating the group in Liberia as a member of at-large. And it's a pleasure to meet all of you. I've been wondering who were those who, you know, certificated us, if I can just know them physically. And there has been a time since we started communicating, even with, Bigley, with Mishuki Mwangi, all these guys, we communicated on the internet. I haven't seen them. When I came and saw them, I was very happy. Yeah. Well, we have a great team in Liberia trying to build a strong team in Liberia. We have been behind for several years since we started fighting for 14 years, and it was just at a moment when internet started to spread to come to Africa. So it carried us way behind. And right now, as the campaign has started, with the support from the Internet Society, from Akain, there is a change taking place rapidly in Liberia. I just wanted to know if AFRILO has got an agenda for the year that we can operate with. Then within that agenda, we can try to see if we can distribute activities for each group to implement. You understand? Then I think if that happens, then we will get together and then give our deliverables, what we achieved, and some of the problems we had in implementing what we're supposed to do. Then we can find a way forward so that we can develop, if there's an agenda that we can follow, then we can distribute the agenda on each group to see what we can do. That's my suggestion. But the suggestion that you just brought up is very important. You know, in Africa, people they like to hear and see. So the radio awareness will be a very good program. Radio and television, the awareness will be a very good program. Even in the villages where there is no television, you can carry a mobile television, set it down, and then connect it. Maybe people might demonstrate in a playlet form how internet is important, how this is like this. I think it's going to promote a whole lot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think you made a good point. Je voudrais juste...
I would like to add, not to add anything, but to make an observation about suggestion made that in relation to the agenda for Afro. I think we discussed that previously. Each region must have an agenda because we would like to be supported logistically and in any other manner possible. But for that, we need a plan of action. We need an agenda. And I think it is for us to put in place such a program. Each ILS should tell us what their program is, and we have a program in our meetings, but in a yearly program for the ILS, it is for the ILS themselves to do that. And I think this is a thing that we have to think about. I'm going to give the floor to Didier and to Jenny afterwards. Didier Kassele is my name. When it comes to radio communication, if I have good memory, I worked on that. There were some CDs which are available which we could use, and there were content in French, English, and Spanish. And I think we can try and see if we can recover those CDs. The director of communication of ICANN did that, I think, 2 years ago, but I can't be sure about it. I think if those CDs are still available, they should be distributed to all the present ILS so that each and every one will have at least the information. And if there is anything that can be submitted to the radio station, that will be very easy. And it will be a very consistent, coherent message because it will be the same message that was going to be broadcasted everywhere. And I think it will be a very good thing. Thank you. Thank you, Didier. I just wanted to add the fact that, unfortunately, the CDs are not too recent. They've been produced 2 years ago, and the subject, the topics were not updated. There are some materials, but the CDs were not updated. However, the new director of communication produced something which are available, I think, on the website. I think this is a very useful restful manner of communication because it gives you very accurate information about the topics which we are discussing right now. I think if there is a way that of making it available to everyone, I think that is something that can be done on the Internet, and the Internet line should be very stable to get that. So that will be, it will be easy to have updated documents through the Internet. Thank you.
Team developers, to develop a professional and learning network for Afro-Alo, to recruit new members and make a capacity building program, online training. I will make an implementation plan and development plan to send it to you all. Thanks.
Wow. We have to clap on that. We will have an e-learning platform in the Afro-Alo website, I guess. We'll need also the support of our staff. Thank you, Matas. This is great. Uh-huh. Okay. Est-ce que quelqu'un d'autre a une...
Anyone else with a genius idea to share with us? Charles.
The radio program, he was just talking about a previous documentation that was prepared by ICANN for this radio program. Well, one thing I would like to suggest is that most of the time, our people do not understand vividly the English that is spoken by professionals. So, when you want to do such a program, you try to localize it into the languages, the dialects that the people can understand. So since all of us have read about Akan, we are part of Akan and we know about Akan, we can easily go to our own people and then tell them what Akan is about in my dialect. I can easily tell them what Akan is about in Liberian English, not American English. Then they will easily understand. You understand? And what is internet? They will easily understand. So we can prepare our own program in our own setting, but let them conform to the ideas and, you know, and the mission of Akan and Afralo. I think that's what I can suggest.
C'est très important de faire la localisation.
That is a very good thing to localize the information before disseminating it. That is a very important point. Charles, I would like to tell you that there is a glossary that has been elaborated by ICANN for all the acronyms that are used in any documentation produced or published by ICANN. Also, English, the English language that is used, it is that is the language that is the most used. I agree with you when it comes to acronyms. I think what we're going to do, we're going to send you the link to the glossary itself. But I think that it is for you to try and translate from English to the local language in order to convey the information. Thank you, Tijani. Are there any more ideas which you would like to share with us here? We are still in the program relating to the recruitment of ILS. We talked about sensitization. We also talked about visibility without really pinpointing it, but I'm sure we've made some progress. But if there aren't any more ideas, we're going to talk about information and communication, the recruitment of ILS at the local level. I would like to propose anything else. I've got something to say. Now, you talked about partnership, but I think as far as the partnership that we have to choose, it should be UNESCO, that is presented everywhere. They have already established synergy in the field of work. If we can have a partnership with UNESCO, that would be a very good thing. Thank you, Asa. I think it is very important. I'm going to talk a little bit more about partnership because I think at the local level, the Agency of Telecom Regulation are also good partners. Since the summit, the World Summit on Information, at the local level, authorities try to work with the civil society. So if you want us to have an impact on the development of national policy related to telecommunication or internet or anything else, we have to know what to talk about. We have to be very active. We will request for partnership when we carry out a sensitization campaign. And we need to have a capacity building on anything that is related to the internet. And I think here, this is going to solve the problem. We're now going to retain the media, UNESCO, the UN system, the ITU, and also the agencies in charge of regulation of telecom. And the USAID also is good. It will be also good to retain the operators, telecommunication operators, because everything is going through internet, be it cellular telephone or television, radio, anything, everything is done through the internet. And I think all these operators are very good partners, and the more people we sensitize, the more people are going to buy the equipment and will be connected to the internet. So more and more in our country, we have noticed that they are developing social responsibility of the enterprise. So I think we will try to investigate that area, to establish some partnership with them and carry out activities jointly with them, so that we can move forward our objectives when it comes to those related to ICANN. Since it is the very first time that you arrive here, can you please introduce yourself very quickly? And are you going to pay a fine because you've come here late? My name is Chombe Baudouin. I'm the coordinator of a Congolese NGO. I've been a member of ICANN for 3 or 4 years already. It is now three years that I'm in the ICANN processes, and I'm here with AFALO. I'm representing an ILS which is a member of AFALO. And I think the question I wanted to ask, we have AFRISPA here. Don't you think it would be desirable? This is a question I'm asking now. We always have difficulties when it comes to implicate DSP, which come from the private sector. I'm just talking about the situation that is prevailing in my country in Central Africa, because we try to work with civil Nyumba, would like to become an ILS as well. Now, the CSP are reluctant to work with us because they need a notification. They should be told what AFALO is, the ILS which are members of AFALO, and how it works. They want everything to be officialized and formalized. That is one aspect. There is also another aspect which we have noticed. I even talked about it last time. At the level, that's the system of the UN, they would like us to work with them, but everything should be very well defined. And I think they should know what the structures would like to work with them. We have a program at the local level, but any time we try to contact others, they always ask questions, and I would like to know how we can go about this. Now, I will give the floor to the chair for him to give an answer. I will try to answer what we were doing without taking. The CSP are not ILS. This is very clear. They can't become ILS. They have their own communication channel with ICANN. They can't become ILS. I think there was a misunderstanding when we were preparing for the outreach in Nairobi. There was an email in which we said the ESP from Congo are going to fund the participation of Baudouin, and I said it was not possible. This is something that has been done by many members, but then this request could not be accepted. The United Nations have got their own concerns. There's no way to believe that the UN will be supporting ICANN. ICANN is not their number one concern. They have other concerns of their own. We cannot blame other organizations for not considering as a priority the governance of ICANN. They have their own number one priorities, as for ourselves. Now, what is our priority is not a priority for other organizations. And now, to come back to the ISP which are working with ICANN, but they can't be LSD. Thank you.
Thank you. You have also given the answer to this, and I do not know if we talk the same way as we are talking of partnerships. And when we organize something concerning antenna internet and also activities linked to internet, we have to know the partnerships in this domain, active partnership. We are asking them to come and finance ICANN activity, and that will not work. And we would like to say would like to say to ICANN, when you knock the doors of our donors and we ask them to support us, the large outreach, they will tell us that we are ICANN is rich, we cannot finance that. Why should we do it? If it is for ICANN, you can knock on ICANN doors, and that will not work. That what will work is when you have an activity, for example, of sensitization of communities concerning a certain issue, you can ask them to participate, participation of media, and for example, working with the multimedia, you demand, you ask the other sectors to have activities which will include at some part activities that are linked to ICANN. And this is a point for us to have activities, ICANN activities, and not say how ICANN can, I think that will not work with partners. I hope that is not. Thank you. Concerning financing of at large, I think that ICANN is very clear concerning RALO. Activities of RALO are financed by ICANN, and I think the ILS African. Must have the legal status and all that, and we ask why do it. An activity must be well defined, and I think the procedure for financing is known, and you must present your activities on time and integrated to other projects, and we will really not have big problems of financing, and you try to have other activities also. We must avoid, it is them who will act, are the main financiers, and they say, and if you talk about the radio emission, you talk about the issues, and you must actually create interest on the other partners and send the messages so that they can react to that, and we'll make others also participate. And they'll be happy also to participate in our activities. Thank you. Thank you. We have talked about the partnership, finances. We have also talked about program, etc. All that is okay. We talked about at the beginning the training program, building capacity, which we are trying to have for the ALS. And this we are really hoping for success, and we hope that we are actually going to succeed in this in future. And all this, does it? If you want that you have a specific result, you must really be engaged, and the work that you do must actually be benevolent. And we must participate in making decisions in terms of internet governance. We must also be engaged, and we must be dedicated every day, monthly, weekly, for this work. And it is not something that we do like that. And if you want to really participate in ICANN, you must read what you receive. It is actually a lot of material that you receive, but it is your responsibility to read all that. And if you really want to work, we must all work together. And if we want to have ALS active, we can ask ourselves how many are active. I cannot tell you the number. Therefore, we must, all of us, present or not present, we must really be engaged and dedicated in our work. so that we are able to influence decisions in ICANN and also to influence the governance of the internet. And this affects us, actually, because internet is for all of us. Even to pay for this. And if the governance does not take care of our interest, we are actually going to be the losers. We must actually be participate in the ICANN process. I therefore ask you, what is important is not to write so much, and what is essential is to work and to work together. We are ready to work with you, Fatoumata, me, and all the members of AFRALO. We are there to work together. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani, Charles.
Thank you so much. When he was just deliberating on the support, how do we raise support, financial support? And there was a question that came to my mind. But how did we exist? You know? Yeah, how did we come about? How did AFRALO come about? So when I'm coming, this question is like, it's like we are just beginning today. So that is the problem. I think Mr. Tijan just stressed a very important point. Total involvement. That is important. But the people can only be totally involved when there is a role spelled out for each one to play. That means there is a roadmap to follow. So this is the reason why from the beginning I started by saying we can have a spelled out agenda that with the agenda will be able to involve people, each group, what to do. It will give us the momentum to go ahead, because you already know your responsibility. If you do not do this, you will fall short. So I think, just as he said, to be very strong, we can have a policy. We can draft some things that we can follow. Then through that, we can easily approach ICANN, and ICANN too will know that we are serious. Then I think each group is going to be able to implement. That is my suggestion. It's good.
Merci, Charles. Je pense que
Charles, I think that. There are other steps that were left, and in the development of the rules that was done, and I'll give the time a chance to the secretary to talk. Thank you. I was writing and raising the hand. Concerning the ALS of Izok, there is good news. You know that since last year, the local activities are supported. We have also here in Nairobi, there was a meeting that was planned for. The ISOC ILS can get financing from ISOC, and they will have means, financial ways, or they'll be supported financially. And somebody else can give us the numbers. ISOC has in its documents on concerning the local visibility in terms of activity, and this is in terms of the governance. And ISOC is an organization which supports ICANN also, and therefore. And this is good news for you. You can get in touch with him. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow. You can verify that. Africa ISOC encourages the chapters for those who apply for their local visibility, for financing for their local visibility.
ISOC is an organization that works in collaboration with ECAIN. So ISOC is working as an organization by itself, but they support the same goal. So if we are a member of ECAIN, the Alaj is from ECAIN. It's true that ISO advocates the evolution of the internet everywhere and for everyone to have access. So therefore, if a project has been written down by ISO chapter to be implemented, that project is for ISO, though it promotes the evolution of the internet. Now, but then that shows that then if we are AfriLog, and then we go to ASOC maybe for funding, and we're supposed to be maybe with ECAIN. I don't know whether ASOC, because ASOC had her project spelled out, and the funding for which project, they got the community project, they got the chapter rejuvenation project, and they got the joint project for the African, the chapters like that, they are all spelled out. So if you are implementing project for that, you have to follow what you said, what the funder has been given for, and that is for the internet. So I don't know you're talking about, we should get to Berkeley for information on project financing. I don't know.
C'est pas grave, on va pas continuer sur ce sujet.
You are ISOC and you are here as ILS. And you can participate in their meetings, and they will answer your questions concerning that. And you can take time to participate, and there you can actually attend all these meetings and also attend meetings with ISOC. And please try to communicate with them so that you can ask that question for clarification. I think that we have covered the third point, and I would like to suggest that we continue concerning, we take time to talk about visibility in ICANN. We already have brochures, and this is makes part of visibility, and we are going to decide with the in charge here, Alun, Votaz, Asa. We are going to work on a website and also mapping of ALS, and there will also be a platform for the ALS, and we have also that we have partnerships so that we can be visible. We also have a program of capacity buildings that was done, and all our activities can be visible. And we decided to work on the agenda, AfriLo agenda, and agendas for each ALS at the local level. Is there anything else that you would do for the visibility of AfriLo, Tijani? First of all, I propose that each ALS must do an annual report and send their contact of their in charge, because we usually have new beginnings in organization each time. And there's also application, and an organization has never told us that the president has changed and this is the new contact, etc. And therefore, we need this information each year, and this will allow us to know what are the ALSs, which are the ALSs that are active and which ones are not active. Secondly, visibility, what I think concerning visibility, it is important, and our visibility within ICANN will actually be effective if we participate effectively in ICANN. That is when we'll be visible. The brochures are for the external, but for ICANN we must be present. And we also participate in the content, in the development of policies. That is our elaboration of policies. That is our objectives. Alors, and AFRALO will participate in development of policies in ICANN and also participate in all the public comments and giving our points of views and also to pass our interests, the African interests. Thank you, Tijani, for these important points. Participation is important. And I think that to do that, we must be organized ourselves. And the visibility of AFRALO in ICANN can be done through website and also visibility of our activities in ICANN. And this visibility of activities, we hope we can give ourselves hope concerning what we have done. It must be in the internet, and the points that are being discussed, comments, etc. The members, all the members of AFRALO, receive mail telling us that we are discussing this subject with also a deadline. We can also have in our website this type of information. And equally, I think what is important to do is to create working groups at our level on topics that are being discussed. And this is according to the ability of the people, capacities. And this is in terms of discussing this and that and discussions in group. And therefore, we can be able to debate concerning these issues. Thank you. If you see on the screen there, there is a map of Africa. There is the information on ALS, and it's not a lot of information. For example, that is Sudan. We also have There is an email address and a website. And what Tijani is to have the annual report, that is good, to put it there so that to be visible, it is interesting to have that. And there you can also add so much that is interesting. Thank you.
Of course, the identity and the website and the links to the websites are important. So we listen to our colleague. Je m'appelle...
Consultant run a consulting firm based in the United States, but have spent the last basically 30 years working with Africa and connected to this space and know many of you quite well. You were talking about visibility, especially in the ICANN space, and about the importance of being here and being being physically connected with people. And I would like to throw out what I believe is an opportunity and a challenge that I've spoken with many of you about before, which is that I very rarely see African delegates getting up and speaking at the open microphone. I very rarely see them, even in some of the small sessions. I know some of this is a language issue, but I really encourage you. I think it makes it very easy for the OECD members to ignore an African agenda. I also think, going back to Charles's point, to the extent, and I recognize that the nature of the ALS is very somewhat decentralized, and partly by design, but for two good reasons, if you can come together around one or two agenda priorities annually, you both in terms of looking for additional financing, it's easier to sell a one-point or a two-point agenda, but also in terms of getting volunteer time of the ALS members. I find that when I am on a regular monthly conference call, it is urgent if we are really working on something, even if it's something relatively narrow, working on something specific, I will make the call. Working in general principles, a lot harder. And with all of the other challenges, telecommunications, language, connectivity, I think you give yourself the best possibility. So I also know from the perspective of an outsider who is looking to work more with Africa and to be supportive of the African agenda, to the extent that you can come forward and say, we as a region are looking for more here. And I was thinking about this the other day in terms of the EOI and the discussion of the EOI and also of things like IDNs, which affects the Amharic, Arabic speaking. These are areas where I think there is a sweet spot for Africa to say, look, you're not considering emerging markets. $185,000 may be okay for Germany, not so okay for Liberia, right? So I would encourage that more people than you realize outside of Africa are interested in your success. But we need a little bit of help for organizing and understanding what your most priorities are. C'est bon sens? Okay. Merci.
Merci, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. I think it's very important what he has just said. And when I was looking at the panel during the opening, we were only seeing the North, the Western countries. There was no African country. South America was not there. Africa was not, Asia was not there. These are things that we need to change. But we need to ask yourself, why are we not there? Why are we not there? It is because we are not at the same level of information. That's the problem that we have. And that's why at the local level, at the grassroots level, we have the need to build capacities, and we also need to sensitize people so that people are able to understand the things that we are discussing here, so that they are able to take the pain to know. For example, when we were talking about water, Africa is there. When they're talking about global warming, Africa was even able to block the discussions because we understand what is happening, and that the problems will affect Africa more. So if we understand the implications, if we know exactly what is happening, we will be able to defend our interest. And those are the problems. And there are not many people like Andrew who would want to see. We would want to see that we know and that things do not continue happening the way they are happening, like we saw yesterday, that we want to be taken seriously whether we are big or small. Because we have, with the numbers, we're going to be recognized and we are going to be able to serve you, and you'll have domain names and you'll be able to do it yourself. So there's all these implications which we must understand, and we must make them understood by the members of our groups. But when we talk about the final users who pay the prices, I was joking with the Tijani, and I was saying that the people do not understand our importance. They don't understand that the final users are important, because if they don't pay, they don't register, ICANN will be blocked. Everything is going to be blocked. Even if it's for a month, if there are no resources which are going up, maybe they are going to find other ways of technology, but everybody will be blocked. So it is important that for ICANN and all the others must understand the importance of the final users who we represent here. Sometimes it is better, like now it's working better because we have come from very far. Because today ALAC and at large are working so that we are more recognized, more respected. Today we're going to have lunch with the board. It has been the breakfast from the beginning. But now we're going to have lunch. Before, we were only having breakfast. So it's through this process that finally we are going to be to count. We're going to be important. Thank you, Andrew, for that. If I can add something, I responded to Tijan. I think there's no need to be. We do not need a revolution to do this. And I think
your voice very much that this incremental pieces aren't coming in. There are many people who understand parts of the agenda that I have seen, and we've had these conversations before. I think you have more allies than you realize. It's not necessary to be like this, because I think that. But I just don't think people are hearing from you, and they don't know what you're looking for, and so cannot.
It's
can't
true,
support.
But I think that's the only way they can hear us. But this is, you know, this is the only way we have been dealing with them, because it's the matter of saying, we are the people putting the money. Why should we care about you? What did you put in the basket? Mm. And this is the answer we get sometimes.
Well, there.
So I know that there are many, many people supporting this, but those people, I don't think they can go up and say, look, you can't do it anymore. Well, this is what we get. I mean, this is the message we're getting, and this is what we're seeing. When I was talking about, you know, let's go on strike, I mean, this was just a way of, you know, having fun, because I don't think it will be very effective to go from the grassroots level, you know, to be on strike and, you know, to leverage it. I don't think it would be very effective. But it was just, you know, just a way of, you know, raising awareness and telling people, look, I think we are also important. And thank you again, Andrew. I think we're not going to argue more about this. But just to make people know that we have a lot to do. We have to be involved. We have to, as he said, we have to speak up, you know, when we have to, when we need to do it, and that's only here. So physical presence is very important. It's very important to be here, to be seen, to work within the community. But the problem we have also is support. How can we have support to be here? Anyone else?
Yes, madam. Thank you very much. I think this is an organization, and I know you guys have done a whole lot to bring it this far. I know you've worked, you've put in effort and things, and I know most of the times it is not easy. There are a lot of obstacles. Yet, anything is possible. I think what we need to do sometimes is to take a retrospect on how we've been doing it, that we have been having a little problem. Then what are some of the methodologies that we can apply right now that we think will have effect? So nothing is impossible. I think this is why you have called us together. We're going to brainstorm. We're going to bring ideas on board. I know there is still a way, and there is a possibility somewhere there that we can make an impact. And they will know that we are there to do something. So I think that's what I have to say, is that let's put some ideas together and see, prepare our agenda, and then more critically, because we know some of the areas in which we have a problem with them. So we prepare our agenda well in these areas and make sure that we engage everyone and let us sacrifice our time and effort to work and see what will come out of that.
Thank you very much, Charles. Would you volunteer to coordinate this?
I will volunteer, no problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other?
I have a preoccupation.
But now you've got 1 minute. Visibility is what it is, especially for is it for ICANN or is it also for the work that we are doing at the local level? This is what I'm not really clear about it. Because if our visibility refers only to ICANN, we have to have an accurate methodology. But I would like to know if the visibility is for ICANN and for the local level. Thank you. Baudouin, you know, people come late are always have problems. Because yesterday, we've talked about this before, because of the visibility of Afralo within ICANN, we talked also about this, the meaning of Afralo. I think what is important is to participate as Africa in the activities of ICANN. So visibility within ICANN, Tijani just explained that, it is done through participation, very simply. So this is what it is. Andrew has added a point, by saying that the physical visibility is also important. We talked about a platform where we can exchange and participate, putting in place working groups and so on and so forth. But we also have to take part to meetings so that we can convey our messages. We have to be responsible and take the flow and express our views. This is done within ICANN, but it is done for us. Don't you think it is so? To Jenny. Yeah, physical presence is very important. I mean, physical visibility is important and participation is important. If Afralo and LIS are working for ICANN, they make themselves visible. I was talking about the actual participation, continuous participation in ICANN. This is what is going to make you visible. Otherwise, you'll be absent. Even if you participate in all meetings, but if you don't take the flow and when we talk about active participation and delivery of results, we mean that this is our policy. When we don't agree with something, we propose something. This is how we show our visibility, and this is going to be relayed. It is not our fellow which is going to announce the podium, but it will be done through at large. So we participate in the elaboration of at large documents which are going to be cascaded to ICANN. I think that when this participation will take place, we can tell, for instance, people what the contribution of our fellow was. Just for information, our brochure is there, it is printed. I've distributed to you copies of that brochures. For those who would like to have more copies, we can give them what is available here. This brochure is available on the website in both English and French. We have a third version in Arabic, which will be available on the website very soon. The brochure, the dissemination of the brochure is very important for ILS. It will be better for them to disseminate this brochure among their members. Baudouin, you have the floor. This is something very important which we appreciate a lot, and we are working in that direction. But sometimes we encounter technical difficulties at the local level. Sometimes we have power cuts, and we have problems of internet connection. The work with ICANN is very well planned, but we encounter delays because of these power cut and everything. Now, other local members have difficulties getting access to connection, and sometimes they have problems downloading documents, so we have a lot of difficulties. What Didier just said is very important. What can we do in relation to ISOC funding so that we can put to the disposal of the members, the means for them to be connected? So it will be better so that communication is made with local members so that they can at least contribute to whatever activities we are carrying out. That is very important in our activities. Are there any other suggestions? Yes, Yobi. I haven't heard you yet. Yes, go ahead, Yobi. I was sent by Afalo to Nankam. I wanted to tell this meeting that there is an outcome meeting this afternoon from 2 to 4. The participation of Afalo, when there is any topic under discussion, what we can do, we have to participate so that we can be visible. And so the meeting that is taking place is a non-com information meeting. For those who are in Nairobi, I think I would like to tell them that it is important to participate in such meetings. The first part of my contribution this morning was to suggest to our colleagues to enhance participation. I would like to insist that we have to use the electronic messaging for that to be so we should use the email in order to disseminate information. That is a very important point because the tools that are available, do we use them? How many people use the tools that are already available? There are so many people don't use the tools. So what I'm saying is we have to read much so that we'll be able to participate in any meeting. I believe that if we put in place communication tools which are going to help people to know how to communicate, and so if there is any new information that has been posted on the website, all the members should be informed so that they can go to the website and retrieve the information. But we have to use more and more electronic messaging. I have noticed that the messages coming from a fellow most of the time sent to the members of the community, but we have to verify that. We have to verify if this is done on the website. I would like to know if there is an Afalo website. Thank you very much, Obi. I did not want to interrupt you, but the quality of the sound is not good. I could not really understand what you were saying. Is there anyone in this conference room who understood what you were saying? But in a nutshell, he was talking about a meeting that is taking place this afternoon, a non-com meeting. He was asking the ILS members here to participate in that non-com meeting in order to enhance the visibility. And then also he was talking about the Afalo list. And he said there are other regions which are in the list of Afalo, but he would like to know if there is an exclusively Afalo list. That is what he was talking about. The participation of members, it means Any user can participate directly without passing through the association to participate in meetings. Yeah, that means direct participation to the meeting. The other question I want someone to answer here, talking about the list which is devoted to our fellow members, or if there are other regions which are also in that our fellow list.
Please discuss. It's only Africa, but again, anyone can subscribe to that list. So it could possibly be open to people outside of Africa.
That's it. So Yaobi, la réponse est la suivante.
So Yaobi, the answer is the following: the Africa's list is open. It means anyone can be on that list. It can be someone from Africa, from the government, or from anywhere else. That is the answer to your question. Concerning the participation in an outcome meeting, you are encouraged to go and take part in that meeting. We have talked about participation in the DONCOM meeting, which is taking place this afternoon from 3 to 4. And we also answered the question in relation to the list. Thank you, Yaobi. I think we answered your questions. Eve, Niger is here as well now. Thank you, Tijani. I would like to add a new list for Africa and ICANN, that is the African list. We can also get subscribed now so that you can be informed about all the regional activities of ICANN. So you can have a subscription to this list, which is called the African. Is there any other issue? Are we in the miscellaneous? No, that is the end. Please allow me to speak for 1 minute. I've just been contacted a while ago by Kinshasa, that is the General Secretary of the Sink Continent, who was emphasizing of the meeting of which is going to be organized in July 2010. So this is a proposal I'd like to make. We have reserved a stand for ICANN and its activities, and we'd like to have an FLO stand as well. So this is going to give some visibility to our activities. It is true that we have difficulties mobilizing funds, but I think with the FLO staff, we would like to see how we can invite also ICANN. So I don't know if FLO and ATMAP will be there. It will be a very good thing, especially that will be a very good thing for Central Africa, not only for the DRC. Thank you. This is the last information I wanted to give you. Thank you very much, Baudouin, for all this information. I think it is very important. So if there is any announcement of FLO on the spot, that will be good. I think there will be four there are already for ILS in Congo, and I think our fellow will be very well represented. Now, this does not prevent the others would like to join to not to do so. So any other issue in relation to the miscellaneous matters, Adi? Yeah?
Très vite.
Very quickly, we have this brochure with us in Nairobi. It's going to be posted on our website very soon. For some of us would like to have a copy as soon as possible, they should give me their email addresses so that I can send them the electronic copy of it. Thank you, Didier. I'm sorry. I was taking note, and I would like to take the names and the name of the new association. So thank you very much. This has already been done. But the list was not distributed to everybody. Aline did not see the list, so I'm going to put his name, to add his name on the list. Heidi.
Thank all of you, Fatimata, Tajani, Didier, and Dave, who's no longer here, but Dwayne, and all of you for helping to put together a very successful AFRALO showcase, where we had the president and CEO of ICANN speak, as well as Dr. Nhi Quinar, give the keynote address, as well as learning about your ALSs. I thought that was very successful. In fact, it was so successful that now the other RALOs will be having similar showcases when the meetings are held in their region. So congratulations on that. And bravo. And I would also like to thank you for your outreach efforts throughout the meeting. Again, all of you have been positioned in the ICANN information booth throughout the coffee breaks and the lunches. I've heard from Didier that there have been several people coming up asking about them, and yesterday we already received one ALS application for AFRALO. Congratulations again.
And I guess we'll get more by the end of the month, right? Look at my eyes. En tout cas, merci beaucoup et merci.
Thank you so very much to each and everyone. AFRALO has carried out a very good work. We worked very hard. And they've always been supporting us in a very extraordinary manner. So thank you very much, AFRALO. And thank you, Ella. And thank you to the staff. When I was talking, I was referring to the at-large staff, by the way. Gisela, Matthias, all of you guys who are always supporting us, I would like to seize this opportunity to thank once again all those other fellows who have supported us. They've always been with us. They've given us moral support, which is very important. So thank you to each and every one of you for taking part in this meeting. We have carried out a very good job. And we are going to promise to one and each other of us to be active. Bravo to Mali, and I would wish that Mali becomes more and more active. Awa has got so many responsibilities nowadays. That is the reason why she has asked you to come over here, and I can see that your participation was very active. We congratulate you, and we rely on continuity. Welcome to the new LS, and we would like to say welcome to welcome Booking as well with and the LS from Egypt. Is there other members who are here but who have not been introduced? Did she introduce herself? The microphone, please. I can't hear. The microphone, please. Oh, she represents NEPAD. She comes from NEPAD. Now, who else is going to submit his or her application? Congo Brazzaville is sending the application, so will Egypt. There are two gentlemen there. No, they are interpreters. They are interpreters. It's un très occupé avec.
On board. Which country again?
We are interpreters helping.
Oh, you are interpreters. Oh, but where are you originally from? From Kenya?
Yes.
We don't have an ILS from Kenya. Please do the job for us.
Wa Kenya, unafanya interpretation of Kiswahili?
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you to Andrew too. Thank you very much. Sébastien, merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Sébastien. The interpreters, and they say thank you too.